here. This is letter in the fifth letter volume of the Rebbe. This is dated Chof Ches Kislev. This is letter number 1318 in Brooklyn. Again, the Rebbe is writing this to Arava Goen. These are Avram Chaim Sheyichya. These are more scholarly letters. This is the Rav Noah. He's one of the people that, you know, studied. He lived in Israel and he studied a lot, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and he has written a lot, and he's made his own compiled from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, as and the Rebbe is responding to him.
The Rebbe says, Shalom Abracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letters in time and I'm responding to them. So, in your letter of the 20th of the letter of the 7th of Cheshvan, the question was on Rosh Chodesh Elul that comes out on Shabbos, and so and then you have like Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh will be Shabbos and Sunday. Haftorah you do is the Rosh Chodesh Haftorah. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is the Haftorah of Hashemayim Kisi. But if Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh, but a Shabbos is only, if there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos is the next day, I mean, if Rosh Chodesh is the next day, then you do Mocher Chodesh. That's another Haftorah. So there's one Haftorah we read on Shabbos when it is Rosh Chodesh, and then there's another Haftorah we read when Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, another Haftorah. But what happens, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we have both. You have Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and also the next day is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Do you add the two psukim of the Haftorah of Mocher Chodesh? And he is trying to say that, probably not to say it. And we won't do Mocher Chodesh on that, in that kind of a schedule. And this is what he wrote also in his book, Tzoysach Shulchan, which is the book that he thinks that you don't say. So the Rebbe says, one, number one, since we have the privilege to get the instruction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles for his father, for the Rebbe, and as is printed in the Siddur, Torah Oir, the print in the year Tovshin Aleph, that in the Parshas HaChodesh, over there it says, another portion, then when you have a special portion, it has the portion of HaChodesh, that's when Rosh Chodesh, that you read on the Shabbos before Nisan, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or on the Shabbos that it is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So over there it says that a Parshas HaChodesh, when it comes out to be on Rosh Chodesh, or Erev Rosh Chodesh, either it's on Rosh Chodesh or the Eve, the next day is Rosh Chodesh. So to say after the Haftorah of Parshas HaChodesh, also the first and last Pasuk of the Haftorah of the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which means you don't ignore the other Haftorah, but rather you do the first and last Pasuk from the Haftorah, either the, if it's Rosh Chodesh, on top of the Haftorah is Parshas HaChodesh. Either you add the one, if it's Rosh Chodesh, also from Rosh Chodesh, first and last Pasuk, or the first and last Pasuk from Mocher Chodesh. So, according to this, it's very clear that saying this Psukim does not hinge on finding an opinion to say the Haftorah, because by Parshas HaChodesh, according to all opinions, you don't say Mocher Chodesh. And still, so even though you don't, because apparently he was trying to say that the only time when you have to say the other Haftorah would be if there is an opinion that you should be reading that instead of the other thing. So that, but the Rebbe says, in Parshas HaChodesh, there is no other opinion. Everybody says, and still, we say the first and last pasuk of this Haftorah, of the Mocher Chodesh. So therefore, same thing as Chodesh Elul when it comes on Shabbos and Sunday, that you also have to say the verse of Mocher Chodesh. And Rebbe says, what's important now is the Shabbos, which is coming upon us, which is Shabbos Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh Tevis, that comes out on Shabbos and Sunday. So, based on the above, according to my opinion, after the Haftorah of Chanukah, which is the main Haftorah, you have to read the first and last Pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, and also the first and last Pasuk of Machar Chodesh, because it's both Rosh Chodesh and Machar Chodesh. First, you should say, Meshlomer Koidem, so the Rebbe says, first, you should say the verse Hashemayim Kisi, which is of Rosh Shabbos Chodesh, because that is more important than the Haftor Machar Chodesh. And also comes earlier, even though that the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the main, because the real Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month. We're just making the 30th day, but still, because the Haftor of Hashemayim Kisi of Rosh Chodesh is more important than Machar Chodesh, and it also comes earlier in time. Beis. Now, the second thing that he had a question was, as far as annulment of the vows that we do, the annulment of the vows. So he says, it seems to him that you have to say, like, Yirotzim Ufonecho, before annulling the vows, you make say, may it be the will, and he wrote, and he writes that this is the custom. So the Rebbe says, the custom that have been printed in the Kuntres, the pamphlet, they're based upon the clear instruction of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, the Rebbe says, so it's not mine. And I also heard so from him directly, that he did not say the above-mentioned Yehirotzen. And this is also a very clear instruction of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, as it was written, as it was printed in the Siddur Tilas Hashem in Rostov in the year Tov Rejain Ches. That over there, they didn't print it there. They only say Shimon Rabbeisai. That's what we started. Listen to my masters. Hakol Yumotorim, Harin Meisim Medor, Kul Yumotorim. Those are the pieces that we say. So the Rebbe says this is the way we say. So I mean, he was studying and trying to come up, but to the Rebbe, the tradition is what the Rebbe said. That's it. There's no questioning and there's nothing else to talk about. Number three, there's an issue. Most of the people, when you do the tekiyas, they have somebody read the tekiyas for him. So like they would say tekiya, the guy blows tekiya, shvarim. But in Chabad, we don't say it. We just point in the sitter. So he wanted to suggest that this is only when we say, that's only when the Rebbe himself is the one that's blowing, so you don't say it. So, for sure you know that in the earlier years, for many, many years of the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe himself did not blow the shofar. He was only the one that was the makri. And also, during the later years of my father-in-law, the previous Rebbe, and nobody would say it verbally, only with a finger, but not in speech. So you see, it has nothing to do with the rabbis blowing the shofar. Number four, the Rebbe said, I asked about the order of saying Slichas on Tzem Gedalia. So what I meant to ask was, which are the pieces that we say, and how many times you say Kel Melech? Because it's quite clear that you don't say it as it is printed in the Slichas, because the proof is from the order of the Slichas that has been printed by the instruction of my father, the Rebbe, in the Siddur Torah Oil, that we don't say Yud Gimel Mitzarachim more than three times, with the exception of Metzoy Menuchan and Rosh Hashanah. So it would seem that according to our custom that we don't say Slichas and Seder Shemay Tshuva only at Shem Gedalia, so then that is as a Tainis Tzibur. So then you should say Kel Melech three times, like in every Tainis Tzibur, as printed in the Siddur Lavud. So then we need to find out how many Pizmoinim to remove. And perhaps there is a minig that is by tradition from the Rebbe, and I thank you if you'll let me know. The Rebbe's trying to figure out. And then the Rebbe has a footnote before in which the Rebbe goes through his suggestions the way it actually should say. Apparently that was after that. In number five, The Rebbe brings down, so there are certain things like on Yom Kippur, for example. Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat more than a certain amount. What happens within a certain amount? Which means if you eat less than that amount or drink less than a certain amount, I mean, it's considered like a kaseves agaz, like a date, or drinking like your chikful. So that's not considered an eating. It's not considered drinking. And you didn't break your fast if you have that little amount. But how many times can you do it? So it's considered within the shear. The Hebrew shear is called achilas pras, within the time that it takes to eat a piece of a loaf, a broken loaf of bread. Well, what does that interpret? That's the Shulchan Aruch. How much, what does that mean? So he brings down various different shiurim, but the Rebbe adds to those shiurim, there is 5 1/3, or 2 2/3, or 2 minutes. That's also within that shiurim, because there's various different ways to calculate that. So I say, I guess when you want to be the most stringent, you have to do it in less than 2 minutes in order for it to be considered. In other words, if you want to be lenient, if somebody has to eat, let's say, or he has to eat more, as long as you wait 2 minutes, you know, in the emergency, that is considered better than eating it right away. But on the other hand, we should use the biggest shiurim when we want to be machmir, but in both ways. Number six, the Rebbe says, I happen to see what you wrote in the newspaper called the Medea on the eve of Sukkot. And the Rebbe says, well, you can't challenge when somebody says a drush, a meshivin al drush. You know, you want to expound something. But yet, I have a few notes about this that you questioned, that in the Shulchan Aruch, Tofresh Chof Hei, there is no halacha over there. So number one, the Rebbe says, also Siman Tof Lamed is similar to this. And number two, in Siman Tof Chof Hei, we can say the halacha is the general mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah is the halacha. But he writes it in the language of the pasuk, and that's why we understand easily the Siman Tof Resh Lamed Tes. Actually, there's no heading over there in that halacha. How is the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah? Or the Rebbe says we can say that in the Shulchan Aruch also should be the words Leman Yedu. That's also halacha. That at least to begin with, a person needs to know that he's sitting in the sukkah, as the Bach, Magen Avraham, Prima Godim, and the Alter Rebbe, because the Rebbe said, well, you explain it, it's lacking. The main thing that you need to know that you're sitting in a sukkah, that's important. But the Rebbe says somebody came and who didn't fully understand the printer, and because the lack of it, he wanted to take away some of his trouble of printing, so he shortened the pasuk, and he took out the words Leman Yedu Deresechem, and that's the, and actually in the new prints they do have it in there. The Rebbe says a proof, strong proof to the above in the Shulchan Aruch that it has to be Leman Yedu, because in Tur Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, you do find them, even though they don't bring the whole pasuk. So he was actually not talking just about the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. He was talking about the regular Shulchan Aruch. And the Rebbe sort of fixes up a little bit and he answers him what the Rebbe thinks about it. The Rebbe gives him greetings and success for his Torah. Good blessing.